The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he knows his own, and his own know him. This is pretty much what we heard yesterday, when we heard our Lord say that no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. And so we have the revelation of God. We know him, or we should, because he's the Good Shepherd. Because he is there with us, because he doesn't abandon us. So it's not just simply a matter that he lays down his life for his sheep, which he did, but as the Lord points out, the hireling runs away. The Lord doesn't run away. Not only did he not run away 2,000 years ago when it came to taking up his cross and dying for us, he doesn't run away still. In fact, as we heard in the first reading, that he is our high priest. And because he is our high priest, he offers sacrifice on behalf of the people. The high priest in the Old Testament, remember, could go into the Holy of Holies only once per year, on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and he would offer the blood of the bull for himself, because Aaron had worshipped the golden calf. Therefore, the high priest had to offer a sacrifice of a bull for his own sins, and then the lamb for the sins of the people. So our Lord went into heaven, the true Holy of Holies, not with the blood of bulls and goats, with his own blood. And he did it only once, because it's for all time. He continues to offer that same sacrifice. He continues to plead on our behalf before the throne of his heavenly Father. He has not run away. He continues to lay down his life, not again and again and again, just once, but for all time. And so that continues to go on to this very moment in heaven. And so when he told us that he is the Good Shepherd and what that implies, we have to recognize it's not just the implication of something that happened 2,000 years ago. It is something that happened 2,000 years ago and continues. That's exactly what we just experienced. We were here at Calvary as Jesus was sacrificed on the altar. And he fed you, as a shepherd is going to lead his flock to the place where there would be verdant pastures. He fed you with himself. He fed you with the finest of food, because it is of heaven. It is not merely the manna from heaven that we have to ask, what is it? Because that's exactly what the word manna means. It is the Lord. And he said, I know mine, and mine know me. We don't ask, what is this, or who is this? We know. We know him. He knows you, which is why he gives himself to you. And now he is right there within you. So think again about what's happening right now inside of your soul. The Holy Trinity is right there, loving one another in the fullness of their being. Again, you didn't get a little piece of the Trinity, because that's impossible. God cannot be divided up. So if you're going to receive any part of the Holy Trinity, which again you can't do, but if you're going to receive any part, you're going to receive the fullness of God. That's exactly what happens every time you receive communion. So Jesus continues to sacrifice himself, and he continues to feed his own, but not just for the sake of feeding them so that their belly is full, but to give himself to them so that they know him. That's what he desires, for us now to enter into what is happening within us. He loves us so much that he's right there with his Father and the Holy Spirit, loving one another to the fullness of the divine being, which is infinite. And his mom is right there as well. So the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart are right there in your soul right now, loving one another. And they are inviting you into that love. It's not just, isn't this cool that we can be inside this person and do this? It's nice of them to rent out this spot for us. No, they are there to have you come to be with them. They have come to be with you so you can be with them, so that you can know them. That's what Jesus said. He knows his own, and they know him. This is how. We don't just know about him. We know him because he allows us to enter into union with him. And so it is far greater than any friendship that we can ever have on earth. And in fact, if you think about it, it is even more profound and more intimate even than the union of a couple in marriage. Their souls are united in marriage. But this is the entirety of the three persons of God in us, united with us. That's how much he wants you to know him. If we are willing to go inside and be with him, it really is just that simple. It doesn't need any kind of equations or explanations or anything else. This isn't complicated. This isn't like doing calculus. This is like doing first grade mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. The Holy Trinity is in your soul. He's inviting you there. Go inside and be united with him and talk with him and listen to him and know him. Just that easy. That's what he's inviting you to, because he is in love with you. Understand that point. He is in love with you. He doesn't just love you. A shepherd loves his sheep and he'll take care of them. God is in love with you, and he wants you to be in love with him right inside of you. You don't even have to go somewhere else. Just go inside and be with him. That's what he's looking for. So he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself, not only because he's God and knows everything, because he's right inside of you in the very depth, the center of your being. So he's united with absolutely everything of who you are. And he wants you to be united with him. Obviously, we can't do that quite the same way because he's infinite, but nonetheless, to the degree that we are capable of doing it, that's what he desires. And as long as you are alive, you can continue to grow in this. You can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in this union and knowledge of God. So there is no end to the possibility. So don't just go through the motions, and don't keep him at an arm's distance, because he wants to be united with you. He wants not only to know you, she knows you perfectly, he wants you to know him as perfectly as you are capable of doing, because he wants you to love him as perfectly as you are capable of doing. That's why he's there. That's what he is doing. That's what he's inviting you to. That is the Good Shepherd. He laid down his life so that you can have his life, so that you can be united with him now and, of course, for eternity.